Your heart starts racing, palms start sweating, muscles tense, goosebumps, butterflies in the stomach. You're experiencing one of the basic human emotions, fear.
Fear can keep us alive, but if left unchecked, can hinder the quality of one's life. Fear is the work of the amygdala, a small part of the brain that can trigger a fight or flight response in less than a second. Some fears are learned and even cultural, while others seem to have no borders, for example, a fear of snakes, spiders, or heights. With so many things to be scared of in the world, researchers have long focused on how to stop fear. According to one Columbia University professor, by facing our fears, we can trick our brains into overcoming what scares us. The more you face your fears, the more you can trick your brain into releasing opioid chemicals that actually produce a feeling of comfort.
We decided to see if we, knowing how fear works, could face our fears and overcome them. One of my biggest fears is paranormal activity, ghosts, things I can't explain happening, and the leathery skin and crooked, lifeless joints of mummies make Elaine's skin crawl. We each took a turn coming into uncomfortable proximity to what scares us most by taking a ghost tour in Logan and watching a PBS documentary about mummies.
Taylor, if you remember, as we were driving to the ghost tour, I kept trying to get you a little scared for what was about to happen. You weren't having any of it. That was until the devil tried to contact you via butt dial.
So I took out my phone to see what time it is because we're running a little late, and my butt had dialed the number 666.
How does that make you feel about this evening, Taylor?
Well, my brain, I was in the zone, like, I can rationalize my way through this, and then that happened, and now I'm like, what am I doing?
All right, should we do it?
I don't know. Yes, let's go.
Let's go. Besides this lucky break for terrifying Taylor, the rest of the ghost walk wasn't too eventful. At one point, some creepy people followed us down a dark alley, but I'm pretty sure I was more scared than Taylor. We listened to some stories that almost did the trick.
Sisters in the county here. Oh, the wind and rain.
But it didn't seem to push Taylor over the edge. She remained very logical and calm the whole time. However, something must have gotten to her because, between scary stories, Taylor had a revelation related to fear.
Like, I am so superstitious when it comes to things like that. And to just be able to come and have fun and see my friends who are here and enjoy it for what it is and not make it more than it's not is awesome.
This revelation was not something I would have during my time with the mummies, however.
That was Elaine's first glimpse of a mummy on the screen. I looked over and she was huddled on the couch, covering her eyes, breathing shallowly. Throughout the movie, the jumps, screams, and sounds of disgust kept coming.
I'm gonna have... Oh my god, no!
Oh, it's like a dried piece of fruit.
I noticed that as the documentary continued, she began to verbally appreciate some of the science behind mummification, perhaps trying to rationalize her way out of an uncomfortable experience.
That's where the legend of Cyclops came from. Babies are born like that sometimes, too.
By the end, she had significantly calmed down, no longer squirming or shrieking. Had she overcome her fear through prolonged exposure? I asked her.
How do you feel that you've changed because of this experience?
I'm exhausted with fear. I don't think this helped my fear of mummies whatsoever.
According to science, fears can be overcome, but perhaps not through such a casual exposure.
I don't think exposure to any number of mummies will cure me of my fear, Taylor.
So keep your eye out for spirits and mummies trick-or-treating tonight. Go face your fears and have a happy Halloween from UPR.